Representative Kat Kamik, many migrant children are sexually abused every single day. By Nick Gilbertson on November 22, 2022. Representative Kat Kamik, RFL, was part of a delegation of Republican U.S. representatives who traveled to the southern border in El Paso, Texas, Tuesday, where she spoke of the horrific sexual abuse migrant children often endure on their illicit journey to the United States. "I proudly represent the Sunshine State, and a lot of people have asked me, 'What are you doing in Texas?' Well, this is not my first border trip," said Kamik. "I've been here several times, and every time I think that it's going to get better, it's actually getting worse. On my very first trip to the border, I met a 9-year-old little girl. She tried to tell me her name, but she couldn't. Her vocal cords had given out because she was screaming so loud while being raped repeatedly by cartel members," Kamik added. "I have heard stories that would keep you up at night. Stories that make your stomach turn, that make you want to vomit. Little children who have been abused, raped, sodomized. This is happening every single day," said the Florida representative. Kamik's comments came at a press conference moments after Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, who aims to become the next Speaker of the House, called for Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, and threatened an impeachment inquiry if he resisted. "Our country may never recover from Secretary Mayorkas's dereliction of duty," McCarthy said. "This is why, today, I am calling on the Secretary to resign. He cannot and must not remain in that position. If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin an impeachment inquiry," McCarthy continued. Kamik spoke with Breitbart News earlier this year and pledged that Mayorkas would be held accountable for the southern border crisis if Republicans took power in the House. "But then the thing that I think is most exciting here in the short term that Republicans are going to do is, for the first time in a long time, we're going to hold people accountable," she said. "My eye in particular is on Secretary Mayorkas. He has lied to Congress," she added. "He has sat in front of my committee and told me 3 separate times on 3 different occasions that he believes that the border is secure and that there has never been better handling of this immigration crisis. We all know that that's not true. We know that the data and the statistics speak for themselves, and he is someone who has repeatedly, and continues to this day, lie, mislead, and is putting people at risk because of his actions." As Breitbart News's Neil Monroe has reported, Mayorkas cut loopholes in the border that have accelerated the mass flow of migration. Throughout Biden's term, the DHS has released some 1.4 million illegal migrants into the United States. This expansive catch-and-release operation has been carried out mostly through a little-known parole program previously used by the Obama administration, as Breitbart News noted. During a trip to the border in March 2021, Republican leaders emphasized that the incentivization of illegal migration begets more human trafficking and smuggling, further subjecting unaccompanied minor migrants to the cruelties of the cartels.